Okay, our final presentation today will be from one of the members of our Western Extension Committee. I always like to think about Jeff when we go to Extension, Western Extension meetings, that there's always one person that when he speaks up, everybody listens. Jeff is really that person, I think, within our Western Extension Committee group. Jeff is an agricultural and business management economist at Colorado State University Extension in the Department of Agricultural and Resource Economics. Jeff has actually been involved in some of this similar work to what we're doing today. He suggests in his bio, this is kind of where he cut his extension teeth, was helping farm and ranch families in Nebraska during the farm financial crisis in the 1980s. Jeff's currently a leader of CSU's Extension's Competitive and Sustainable Agricultural Systems Core Competency Area, and really one of the really outstanding people that we have in our Western Extension Committee. Jeff is going to be talking about should I buy hay or sell cows today? So with that, Jeff, you're on.
Well, thanks, George. Thanks for those kind words. You know, we've had drought in southeastern Colorado, at least, since prior to the drought of 02. So this picture that we see on the screen, that's my coffee mug out there in the blue and white cap, and it's really rather interesting. The decision that producers are facing right now is, do they buy supplemental feed, cull certain groups of the herd? Do they cull the young cows, the old cows, whatever that may be, or simply just sell everything? And each option has dramatic production, financial, tax, even emotional impacts to that producer and that family. Well, Steve Koontz and I have been getting a number of questions, as have others, from producers and bankers. And to satisfy our own curiosities, you know, should I buy hay or sell cows? So we developed this little tool here that the producer goes in and enters, or banker can enter in information into any cell that has a yellow, pale yellow background with blue font, and then the results of all the calculations come out in the pale purple. Like any decision tool that we or any other land-grant university develops, it's a guide. The information and the results are very individualistic, so the producer needs to deal with his own. So let's spend a few minutes going through some of the results of how you might put in the information and what those results might look like in an example. Step one is really, what is the current year? And in this case, this example, we have a herd of 100 cows with a conception rate of 95%, weaning rate of 95%. So out of that 100 cows, we're going to get about 90 calves. Those steers will weigh 5.5, and while the heifers at weaning are going to weigh 515 pounds. Now, the right side of that may be the most difficult, in that many producers struggle with determining and calculating their annual cow cost, and we need that information. So what we do is you plug in this case, $595 a cow, annual cow cost in 2012, or that first year that you plug in the left-hand side. The next cell down is the one where you enter the non-feed portion of that 595. So in this case, 300, just about half of total cow cost are non-feed. And then finally, an annual percentage change in non-feed cost. How much are non-feed costs due to increase over the next 5 years? This is a real fun one. Eric and Jessica, or Caitlin and Erica, have put together some great information for Outlook. Producers and others have multiple sources of Outlook. Here's the chance to plug that in. I put in an example of 5 to 5.5 weight steers. Those prices you can see. Heifers are assumed to be about 7 cents per pound less than the steers. Traditionally, this is what we see in Colorado. The next line is where you plug in the price of that feed supplement. Alfalfa hay is usually the easiest to find prices for, predictions. And the prices I have here are quite accurate for what we see in southeastern Colorado. You can see in 2013 a bump in price based on the meteorologist's forecast for snow in the Colorado mountains this year and the availability of irrigation water next spring. We're going to see lower production and thus higher prices. At the same time, what are cows going to do in that third row? And we're seeing $1,100 cows now. If the drought persists, as I'm reflecting there, in a drop in price, and then it goes up. This is a price that is crazy. As I listen to producers, talk to them throughout the last couple of years, they're saying, you know, we're going to see $3,000 beef cows, $2,500. I brought that back down to what Steve and I and some of our colleagues are saying is more likely price for cows, depending on when herds across this country start to rebuild following drought. The bottom two rows are actually for the user to enter an amount of feed that he or she is going to feed those cows. You know, it's a total number of days, not necessarily consecutive days. So typically here, you will feed 120 days. If you move into the mountains, it's going to be higher. Those cows are going to normally eat 25 pounds a day. You can adjust the number of days and the pounds of feed to account for total pounds fed per year. And then we see the results. This is pretty straightforward. There's a couple of things that I would like to go into. Again, it lists the revenues, the expenses, pre-tax profits, and then some other information. As we go to the next slide, I have highlighted in the green box the salvage value of the cow. And this is simply that price that the user entered in a previous screen. The value of the cow kept in the herd is the salvage value plus pre-tax profits for all future years. So we've taken the profits or losses from future years and brought them back to the current year. If that value is higher than the market value of the cow, it would suggest that she is worth more to the owner to keep than to sell. If we drop down, then we have the speculative profit, and that's the difference between the salvage or the market value of the cow and the value of the cow kept in the herd. In this case, it suggests that the cow owner is actually paying $357 per cow in 2012 to have the opportunity to realize potential profits, whatever they might be. Further, the accumulative speculative profit results suggest that the producer would lose money keeping that cow. Cow owner does not recover within the five-year period the losses incurred during 2012 and 2013. The last line of the results shows what the cow is worth to the owner if kept throughout the year but sold at weaning in the fall of each specific year. Mathematically, it's simply the salvage value plus the cow or the calf profits in that year. The results of this example are quite similar to what Dr. Kuntz and I have explored entering a plethora of input into this. The critical decision or conclusion is that a decision to keep cows this fall is really a long-term decision. Financial costs of keeping cows this fall and then selling those cows next fall is actually quite dire. You can see there it drops from, in the last line, $1,048 down to $239. Really, the only way to overcome the cost that we, that producers bear in the first 2 years to get through this drought, is to keep her for quite some time. I can't suggest strongly enough to people that they seek appropriate counsel before making the decision to buy or sell cows. Come January 1st, it's a little late to talk to your tax preparer about whether you should have sold cows in 2012 or not. There's going to be income tax and capital gains impacts with any decision you make. The decision may even alter one's ability to borrow money. Owners of rented pasture may not want you to graze the land next year, so you really need to talk to those people you rent pasture from. And if you're renting public land or sometimes even private land, that may not be available in the future if you don't run cows next year. So you really need to talk to all of the people involved, including your spouse and family. I've talked to a few producers coming out of the drought that said, I sold my cows, I'm never going to pull another calf again. When I come back, I'm going to come in back with yearlings. That is a family decision that he or she made. You can get the tool and the other information there from those resources at farmmanagement.org that we're at. The ruraltax.org is the website which all of us across the country writing income tax, capital gains, fact sheets. You can find that there. And of course, my own website. I wish people luck in making these complex and difficult decisions that are made during drought. The emotional and financial struggles we each face are not to be envied. However, I can strongly believe that we will survive these tough times. We will have rain again. Thank you, George.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Jeff. We have a few questions for you here. First one from the audience. What discount rate is used when valuing the future returns in your model?
We did not use any discount rate on that. It's a very simplistic.
Okay.
The only discount value would come from the actual prices changed in there, but we did not account for use a discount rate.
Okay. All right. Good enough. Secondly, I think you kind of addressed this just in passing just a couple of minutes ago, but is the sell cow tool available, and where is that available on your website?
It's on my website, but it's also on the farmmanagement.org website.
Okay.
And that will actually be put on the screen for the audience to download here in a bit. But it's at mine that I just gave.
Okay, so there's a couple different places that they can retrieve.
Right,
that.
There's a couple of different places there that they can go to download that with all the other decision tools that we have.
Okay, super. That's great. Okay, we have three additional questions here. Do you have any decision aids or suggestions to help producers determine the cow costs?
We do. If you go to my website, and it'll take you to the decision tools that we have listed, and there's one that'll help producers walk through actually determining what their costs are. You plug in the amount of hay you would feed and the price and then vet bills, et cetera, and that'll be on there as well.
Okay, yeah, that'll be a valuable resource for utilizing this tool. Yeah, okay, good. Secondly, is the market value of cows in the decision aid a co-cow value or a breeding cow value?
The answer is yes. The user gets to put in whatever he thinks those cows will sell at. You know, during times of drought, we've seen breeding cows and cull cows being the same price. So I've played with, you know, it's not so much, George, the specific prices as the trend, how those are going to look and how high might those be. I would suggest you look at breeding cow prices, because it would be more reflective of the potential to realize profits from the sale of calves.
Okay, good suggestion. Okay. All right, and one last question here. How does retaining heifers affect the analysis?
In this one, we do not take into, we call the breeding female a breeding female. So the cost would be of raising those replacement heifers would be in the annual cow costs. And that would, of course, as the herd, as an individual's herd changes in age, whether it's younger with having more replacement heifers or older, if you sell replacement heifers, younger animals, that would be a factor in that market value of those cows. We also have, at my website, there is a decision tool on whether to buy or raise replacement heifers.
Okay. So several valuable resources here for people that are working on this really critically important decision. In fact, we have several presentations that we're going to be doing up here in Montana in the near term. This will be some valuable information for them. With that, thanks a lot, Jeff, for your presentation.